This is Mellow Max signing out. Thank you for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello and welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today you are listening to Blizzquake. It has been quite a few weeks since you've last seen me because I have been out and about as well as having substitutes. I hope they've done a good job. Today is a special day because we have a guest in the studio this week. We have Robbie all the way from the Gold Coast of Chicago. Or is it Old Town?
It's Lincoln Park,
the thing I said. Yeah, and that is a lovely little neighborhood. Robbie has been living there for a while. And he flew all the way out to Boston, mostly to visit his friend Zach. And then some other goals that he had were to run 26.2 miles and also see me for a day and a half. Yeah, Robbie, why don't you tell us a little bit about running that marathon and speak a little closer to the microphone. You can pull it towards you.
Oh, I can get closer.
Okay, yeah.
I also want to clarify that my order of priorities was seeing Zach, running the marathon, going to McDonald's, and then seeing you.
Did you go to McDonald's?
We did. So so you're one peg down from where you thought you were.
Yeah, and I appreciate you letting me get a little bit more humble every day.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much. So what was it like? What was it like running that pace? Also, for anyone listening, Robbie ran it at a sub-7 pace, and sub-7 by a substantial amount. What did it end up being? Because you said Strava lied.
Strava lied. I think I averaged just about 6:40 a mile, about 2 hours, 54 and a half minutes. So it was a lot of fun. It was cool. Ben's laughing.
I can't even imagine.
How much fun could it have been?
It's simply none.
But it was a really cool way to see. I mean, we only saw Boston a little bit, but to get to know a lot of the surrounding towns. I loved how every time we got to a new town, there were like a series of banners that had the town's name on it. It felt like a quest. it was cool seeing all the places I was running to, and the crowd was really electric, so it was a lot of fun.
That's fun. Did you make any friends along the journey? Because it's not about the destination, which was just Boston. It is about the journey.
I didn't make any friends. I made a couple enemies. There were some zany folks out there. There was one guy who, at like mile 18, puts his watch up to his face and says, "Hey Siri," and tries to call somebody. And oh no, not my Siri. You can turn off. And just for like 2 minutes straight was just like, "Hello." No, I can't hear you. And I was like, don't you have other stuff to do? I don't know.
Aren't you busy?
So that was kind of zany.
He seems good. I saw people vlogging. I saw some guys stop at Dunkin' on the way, and he still probably would have run it faster than I could have.
I should have stopped at Dunkin'.
It's a Boston specialty.
It is. Boston runs on Dunkin', I've heard.
Boston runs on Dunkin'. I'm pretty sure the first Dunkin' ever is located in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Where's that?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was. It was not on the race route, I don't believe.
No, sir.
No, and you were taking it seriously, and you would have qualified for the New York. Sorry to bring up a sore subject.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem at all. You would have qualified though for the New York marathon, except you didn't by like a minute.
Yeah, thanks.
Was there any spot along the route where you think you could have gone a minute faster?
I got out with a real conservative first 5K, and I've been thinking about, you know, was that the right way to do it? Did it give me the energy that I needed to keep going later, or was it too conservative? And if I'd gone a little bit faster in the first 5K, I would have been able to hold the paces that I held later on anyways. Mm. So I'm going to go back to the drawing board with that one for
okay.
next year.
Yeah, but for next year. Because New York is... Do you think you'll ever be like, I'm going to go to like Berlin, I'm going to go to all these other places and run that marathon? Do you think that's your life?
I'd love to run Berlin. I'd love to run Tokyo. There's one in Antarctica. I think that sounds terrible.
You'd probably run fast, though. Except it's probably slippery. How many people run that?
Not a whole lot.
Like three?
It's like three people and then like 50 penguins.
Yeah, that do right. It. You know, I had heard a fact that you'd have to have your appendix removed to go to Antarctica.
What?
Because if you have appendicitis, you're screwed.
What if you have, like, a heart attack?
Well, you're screwed anyway, because penguins can't perform CPR.
There's no way this is true about the appendicitis.
Well, why don't we look it up? And in the meantime, I have more questions about this, but we'll move on. We'll play some music, which is probably what most of you are here for. And in the meantime, Robbie and I will think of more chatter for you. Take a trip for the summer, hey. Fly away for the summer, hey. Take a trip for the summer, hey. I love all my friends, all my friends.
drip for summer. Hey, all my friends.
Okay, so some of the things that you just heard, Robbie picked out, and I was told while that song was playing, it is pertinent that Robbie qualifies that song with an explanation. So I will leave it to you to explain what we just heard.
Yeah, so we were just listening to Library Takeout. That was an informational song advertising the Duke University Library System during spring of 2021. There's an accompanying video on YouTube. It's pretty creative, but it kind of walks you through the process of taking out a book from the Duke University Library System.
They made that.
It's pretty funny.
what need were they addressing?
I guess kids were confused about how to check out books.
They go to Duke. It's like a real school.
Yeah, but maybe they don't go to the library that often.
What do you think the library at your school was for?
I just studied there. I never took out a book.
I don't think I've ever checked a book out.
See?
From the library at Tufts.
Do you think if Tufts had written a Library Takeout song that was really catchy like that one, you would have known the steps.
Absolutely not. I would have assumed that that's about bringing takeout into the library to make studying easier, so you don't have to leave for dinner.
That's so stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
Why?
No, I guess it doesn't make sense.
You could study at night.
You could study at night.
Yeah, or lunch. You can get lunch takeout.
That reminds me, actually, I'll tell this story.
Please.
About time, this is finals of my freshman year of college in the spring, and it was like 10 p.m. or something, and all the dining halls were closed because our dining hall hours weren't great. And food options just on campus were, you know, slim, and there wasn't a ton nearby, and I was so hungry. And I'm with my friends in the library, and I notice in the trash there is a bag, like a McDonald's bag, and it's at the top of the trash. And so I scope it out, and I look in, and there is one of those clam shells with the nuggets, like a 10-piece nugget clam shell, and it's sealed. But I open it up, and there's one nug untouched.
That's worse than there being the full 10-piece McNuggets.
I ate it.
No.
I did.
Is that true?
That is true.
Are you look at me right now.
I'm looking at you.
Is that true?
I ate the trash nugget.
Okay, so a couple things. I have like about a million questions, but you do realize it's worse that there was one rather than 10.
I do. If there were 10, I would have eaten all 10. It was worse that there was 1/10 the nuggets that I wanted.
No, it's worse for reasons I'm not sure you understand. It's worse because why would you stop at 9?
You were full.
Do you think they were full?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe they wanted to pay it forward.
What? Double it, give it to the next person.
And they did.
I can... That nugget went through hell and back to get to your mouth. That nugget should not have been near your mouth. Should not have been. Did you die? Like, are you fine?
I have never been better. I suppose you could argue that all the bad things that have happened since then may have started from that moment. But the counterfactual world is so hard to model.
It's so hard to model.
You could never know.
We could never know. That is a deeply troubling story.
Yeah.
You looked the 5-second rule dead in the eyes and said, absolutely not. Do you even have any... Was it a worm? Was the nugget warm? No. It was Luke cold.
No, it was room temp.
I'm so upset about this.
The time that it spent there was ambiguous.
Sure.
It could have been less than 5 seconds. Because I have no idea. How long it had been there.
It's like Schrodinger's nugget. It could have been there all day.
Could have been there for 2 weeks. But it was at the top of the trash bin, implying a recency.
Was there additional room beyond that part of the trash bin that you could have thrown additional trash? Or Robbie, do you think that everyone walking by who wanted to throw things into that garbage can said, I'd like to throw stuff away, but... This is really full, so I'll probably just wait till I get to the next garbage can. So it could have been much longer, and therefore not implying recency.
Listen, dude, I ate this nugget like 5 years ago. It's what's done is done.
I feel like sometimes I talk to you, and you're like, I would never do that, and it like is for a thing that most people do. Like if I was like, you should just jaywalk here. There's literally no cars in sight. You'd be like, it's not. That's against the law. I will wait 4 minutes for the light to change.
Yeah.
And that's very frustrating for me. And then sometimes you do things that honestly should be illegal and probably are, like eat the garbage nugget from the library, and you have not even a second thought about it.
I did have a second thought, and the second thought actually agreed with the first thought. It was like, yeah, you should eat that nugget, man.
You should eat that nugget. Right now, it's gotta be consumed.
Yeah.
Did it make you order more McDonald's?
It made me want to.
Okay. But you didn't.
I didn't. I just, you know, it's...
You were done. It was like, I just want the one nugget.
Well, I wanted more, but that's all I had. That's all I had to work with.
I'm proud of you. For restraining yourself. The thing is, have you seen those videos? Or maybe it's, I don't know. Have you seen the photos of the McDonald's nuggets that they, like, or like the whole meal that they like put into a box and then they like film in a stop motion for like 2 weeks or like a time lapse for 2 weeks and it just refuses to decompose at room temperature.
Yeah.
Like, it's still part of you, that nugget.
That's something special about that, right? That moment, that singular moment in time, is still a part of me.
Not fleeting.
Not fleeting. There aren't a whole lot of moments in our lives that stick with us. Our entire... They say that all the atoms in your body are replaced every 7 years.
Did you say that?
But that nugget is permanent.
Do you think your body absorbed it and also replaced the atoms composing that nugget?
I don't know.
Food for thought.
Food for thought.
And with that, we're going to play another song, and we'll come back to you in a little bit.
Tricked me, had me wishing on a shooting star. But now I'm 20 something, I still know nothing about who I am or what I'm not. So call me a pessimist, but I don't believe in it. Finding a true love's kiss is bullshit. Cause I felt sad love, I felt bad love. Sometimes happy love turns into giving up.
Hello, and welcome back from a much shorter song than I anticipated it
being. Sorry about that.
Robbie was telling me some fascinating things that he does with his social life that I'd love for you to tell everyone today about.
I would be happy to. This is a tradition, which I can call it a tradition now because we've done it twice.
That is what a tradition is?
It is. Well, in high school, Ben and I ran cross country together, and our coach used to say that tradition is reinvented every year.
Which is...
sort of the opposite.
The exact opposite.
Of a tradition.
It's similar to a tradition in that it's 100% different.
Yeah, it's not what a tradition is.
Not what a tradition is. But he also said that we should eat gasoline, so...
Drink
gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that man's mouth spoke a lot faster than that man's brain worked. things just came out. Yeah, and he learned what they were, but he must have taken some improv classes because he yes-anded as much as he could.
He was great.
He was great. We can reminisce about him on our own time. But please tell us more about your...
So, I don't know if anyone listening watches. I believe the channel on YouTube is called Cut, C-U-T. But they have a bunch of videos where they get a bunch of strangers together and they ask one of the strangers to line up everybody else in order based on some trait that the other person or people have that you're trying to guess about them. So maybe you're lining people up based on, you know, what you think their annual income is, or you're lining people up, or you're grouping them. Oh, I think these people are single. I think these people are taken. And one of my buddies was obsessed with them. Our friend Brent had them on the TV in the background constantly.
Makes
for
a lot
no
of
reason.
Sense.
It was unhinged.
Yeah, unhinged though.
So I wanted to create that environment for us. And so I had everyone submit answers to questions to or answers to things we wouldn't really know about each other. And then it was our job to line people up sort of in order. And so, you know, the prompts we've used are things like, what's your resting heart rate? You know, who do you think has the lowest RHR? Who has the highest? One time, or one of our more recent questions, I had everyone submit their favorite snack food.
Mm.
And then I looked at the either sugar content or the sodium content per serving size.
Mm-hmm.
And had people line everyone up in order of who likes the sweetest snack in terms of grams of sugar to the saltiest snack in terms of sodium content.
Right.
It's a fun way to get to know, you know, new things about your friends. I think it's usually a big hit. You know, other ones, I had everyone submit their favorite YouTube video, and I just played them in a random order, and you had to put people in the corresponding order of the video, but you could only watch the first 15 seconds of the video or something. So there's some fun ways to
That's a great game.
Thank you. People
were people good? These people, for context, have known each other for
a long time.
Like most of their lives.
Yeah, there are some where it's pretty obvious. You know, another one I do is every time we play, I'll have everybody draw someone, and then we'll put up the drawings in a certain order, and you have to match the person to the drawings. So
that's funny.
First year we drew Pikachu. Second year we drew Mario. excuse me. And you can tell by a certain point, you know, which of your friends are the good artists and which are the bad ones.
Yeah.
So there's some of that.
That's very fun. Should we do a PSA?
We should do a PSA.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
Before we do a PSA, Ben, can you speak for just a minute or two about something you saw on your commute the other day, I believe?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have heard the news, but it's sort of a weird topic, I guess, because before it was like this kind of crazy thing that happened, and then it became weird. Because so what I'm referring to is, on Easter Sunday, I was walking in Central and I see like all the smoke, and there's like a church just on fire, and I got there like at the beginning. Like, I was walking down the street near Coriana, which is like nearby, and I just see all the smoke, and I walk over and there's like a cop car just like in the street, like, okay, don't come here. And then the church is like on fire, and it was just like this weird thing. And then I like leave, I come back a little bit later, and like all of these fire trucks show up, which is crazy, and they like start fighting the fire, and it's like this big huge fire, and like the steeple's on fire. And then I like go to dinner, and I come back after, and it's like a heavy metal album with like bits and pieces and like things collapsing, and like they're going in the building, and they're just spraying in like 150 fire in there. And I stand there for like 3 hours and just like kind of watch this happen, like this spectacle. And I was like, this is a weird thing that happened. And then the news just came out that the FBI thinks it's arson. So I guess if you have a lead, contact the FBI, whatever that means. But I had my film camera at the time, and I took some excellent photos.
He did.
But just like this weird, freaky thing that happened. I don't know. I think arson, I don't know why they think it's arson, but maybe it's arson. Anyway, speaking of,
did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families and friends. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
All right, and with that topical topic, we'll play more music.
I'm
right. I know that you missed us a lot, so here we are talking to you once again, interrupting this commercial-free hour.
We're back, baby.
We are back. Robbie, do you have any fun dating stories?
I do. It's almost like we scripted this while the song was playing.
Why would you expose?
Sorry.
How we do it?
My bad.
What if I can throw a curveball on the topics? I'll make you improv.
Yeah, you will. I am happily dating someone who I met back in December at the matzo ball.
In the flesh,
not online, which was pretty nice. But I went on a couple dates back in the fall, like October, November-ish.
Did my critiquing... So Robbie visited before.
I did.
And I, without any... Robbie did not ask me to do this.
No, I did
but
not.
It is a free service I conduct with all of my friends to absolutely tear to shreds your dating profiles and critique it until you feel so obliged to fix it that you do. Do you feel like I helped you? Did you make the changes?
I made some of the changes you suggested, but ultimately, because I met someone offline, I don't know that I can say that you helped me.
Okay.
I think your help was kind of orthogonal to the problem in a certain sense.
Well, it's important to flank the sides while you go for the front. So I feel like that was a military reference,
that was good.
Be clear.
No,
but I feel like it's good to have two different approaches
at
the same time. Anyway, please continue with your story.
You got it. That's a good military reference.
Okay, we can move on.
Okay, sorry. So back in the fall, I went on a couple dates with a girl who I went to college with. I didn't know her in college, but we matched on a dating app and recognized her. And went on a couple dates. Super sweet. And we went on a very nice, I think it must have been our third or fourth date, very nice. We went to the zoo, we went to a nice kind of pasta dinner, and then we went back to my apartment, and we're watching TV and getting cozy, and we hadn't kissed at this point, and I'm a big believer, as I think we all should be, that the first time you kiss someone, you want, you know, verbal, enthusiastic, mm-hmm. affirmative, excited consent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a little nervous, but I was working up the nerve to ask her if she wanted to kiss. And just as I opened my mouth to get the words out, she goes, "I'm really worried about the British economy." And I was like, "What?" And she was like, "Yeah, the pound is really weak right now." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't know that. Can I kiss you?"
Did you end up kissing?
We did.
Did you? So you did not discuss the British economy.
It did not come up again.
Ever.
Not at all. No. It is one of the few experiences romantically that I have had where I was not
the biggest nerd.
The not even the biggest nerd, where I didn't commit the social faux pas. Like usually I go home, like I walk home that night and I'm like, what did I do?
did I really talk about Brexit?
but this time it wasn't me, and that was refreshing.
That is refreshing. That's huge. I am also concerned about the British economy.
I'm not kissing you, Ben.
No, but okay. Well, if it could have worked.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
It was a good effort.
Do you think that? Did you ever talk about that later? I feel like that's the equivalent of like bringing up like an NFT or like a thing I'm really passionate about right now is ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Which is like one of the worst things to talk about ever.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's similar. it's similar like levels of just like not interesting for most people.
Yeah. It was funny. I mean, things ended up fizzling out, which was for the best, because I wouldn't have met my wonderful girlfriend otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'll ever figure out sort of the reasoning process, the line of thought that ultimately led to that.
Were you watching like James Bond or like a Harry Potter? Like,
we were watching, I think it's called Community.
Okay, there's not British people in that show.
No.
That's a great show, though.
It's a great show.
But there's not British people. Oh, there is! John Oliver's in it. And he's notoriously British.
He is. I don't know. Was he in the first couple episodes of the show?
I think so. Maybe that is a crazy. If that is, and we'll
leap,
never know. But if that's the leap, that's crazy.
That is an insane leap.
Huh. Food for thought. If you think that you know, please feel free to call in. It will stress me out tremendously because it is very hard to do the phones. I won't say the number, but you can find it out yourself if you're that committed to telling us if you think that that was the neural pathway that she did. And with that, we'll play some music. All right, you are once again listening to us another time. So I brought Robbie over to my apartment yesterday, and I made him watch one of the best movies of all time, I would say, both in my opinion and also critically acclaimed. And I'm curious what your thoughts are on Puss in Boots 2: The Last Wish.
I think the official title is just Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. I don't think it has the two in the title.
It's not like Madagascar 2: Escape to Africa.
Was that really?
I think so.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's kind of a sleeper pick.
Yeah.
I would say that one's pretty good. But let's say that was the title.
It was fantastic. Okay. I can't believe I hadn't seen it yet.
I can't believe you hadn't seen it yet, because it has everything you love and more.
It was wonderful. The animation, first and foremost, was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I still can't get over the sort of the action sequences where it feels like, to me, it seemed like there was sort of a strong anime influence. The frame rate dropped.
Yeah, they did that.
It was
thing.
A little bit more choppy, and that added a huge sort of dynamic sense to the action.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful voice cast, and even though sort of the core trope that, you know, what you might wish for is something you may have had the whole time, if you can only...
The real wish was the friends we made along the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's something, it's a tried and true trope, but the execution was really wonderful. I liked it.
Were there any standout moments or characters for you?
Wow.
I would say John Mulaney was an absolute delight.
I don't know if I would use the word delight. It was sort of disturbing, but his character, Big Jack, was...
Big Jack Horner.
Big Jack Horner. Eee.
That character, I initially saw that. I've seen that movie probably 100 times now, and the first time I saw it was in theaters, and not only is Big Jack Horner larger than life on the small screen, but on the silver screen, he is absolutely enormous.
Yeah.
He is the towering of that man. It was so scary to watch, like, the proportions move across the screen. I was like, ugh! Like, in my seat, I could not stop giggling. it was crazy.
Yeah, it was vile.
Yeah, truly, truly vile. I think he wrote his own lines. I can't confirm it. But there's no way that they wrote those lines for him.
Yeah. It was a perfect casting.
It was a perfect casting. I thought, like, because I had also heard this. This is also not necessarily any of this based in fact. But I had heard that when they recorded his lines for his very small role in Spider-Verse the first time, they, like, get him in the studio and they just let him kind of, like, go and improv it out. And he just, like, was swearing and saying, like off the wall stuff, and at the end he was like, do I do it? And they're like, we can't use any of the things you just said. None of that was workable.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of probably happened this time too.
He's a funny man.
He's known for that. Yeah.
That's his primary career. I don't know. I mean, all of his material, you know, on stage is scripted, and so I do wonder how improvising would have worked, and to what extent he made the scripts his own in these performances.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just shrugged.
Was there anything? Yeah, no. That it's an auditory media that we're on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Song told.
Yeah. Is there?
I just winked.
Oh.
No, I did.
Robbie's juggling right now. We'll play a song that I discovered. I discovered it through our dear friend Joey's mother, who has a sleeper really good taste in music. I've played this a couple times on the show over the years. I think it's pretty good. If you like it, feel free to let me know. If you hate it, don't tell me. And then we'll be almost out. So you will get back to your regularly scheduled programming pretty soon.
Don't matter if you're playing or wishing.
Thank you so much for listening to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It has been an excellent treat to have my dear friend Mr. Rob on the show tonight. Thanks. And yeah,
thanks for having me.
All right, and I hear the other DJs coming in now, so we will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much.
People make me nervous. Sometimes I force myself to leave.